This is Studio One at CBS. The Columbia Broadcasting System invites you to Studio One for the 13th in a feature series of hour-length versions for listening of celebrated stories, novels, and plays. We introduce the director of Studio One, Fletcher Markle.
Our story tonight is a comedy, Holiday by Philip Barry. Mr. Barry is the man who wrote The Animal Kingdom and The Philadelphia Story, and his special brand of spontaneous nonsense and gentle wisdom provides very pleasant summertime listening. As for Holiday, when a young man with young ideas like Johnny Case meets one of the beautiful daughters of a traditionally rich and richly traditional family like the Seatons, there are bound to be complications. You'll hear all about these complications in just a moment, but first, meet our players tonight. In the Seaton family,
Linda
is played by Ann Burr.
Julie.
Her sister is Joan Alexander.
Ned.
Their brother is Leon Janney.
Edward.
Their father is played by Ed Begley, with Everett Sloan as Johnny Case.
From Studio One at CBS, we present Holiday by Philip Barry, as adapted for radio by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone.
Whoa, look. Hey, you! I can't stop! Get off the ski run!
Look out there!
Oh,
well, really?
Oh, I tried to miss you. I've never been on skis before. Hello.
If you'll remove your ski from my rib, I'll be able to get up.
Oh, excuse it. Well, if I can stand up, I'd be glad to help you.
You shouldn't be coming down this run. It's only for experts.
And even they're silly to try it. Say, you're all right, aren't you?
Covered with snow, that's all. I don't think you realize it, but your nose is frozen.
My nose? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't feel a thing.
Well, you don't up here at Lake Placid, not even when it's 18 below. But take my word for it, boy, your nose is frozen.
Oh, well, I don't suppose there's anything you personally could do about it.
Here, rub it.
Hey, that's snow. It's cold.
Mm. I had a frozen nose at St. Moritz once, when I was a kid, and it's no joke.
Oh, this serves me right for keeping my nose to the grindstone too long. First holiday I give my nose, it freezes up.
Ow.
Ooh, I feel that.
Go on, keep on rubbing. You'll be all right.
Thanks, Julie.
Oh, don't mention it. Julie? How'd you know my name? You couldn't have found out at the hotel.
Why not?
I asked them not to. I'm here for a short holiday, and I don't like being annoyed.
Aren't you difficult? But seeing as how you saved my nose, I'll tell you how I know your name. I heard a tall, stringy lady in green call you Julie.
That's Miss Talkett. She's my traveling companion. Look here, I'm not really difficult. I do hope your nose will be all right.
It won't be any trouble. How long will you be around, Julie?
Well, I haven't made any definite arrangements.
Good. You're having fun, Julie?
Oh, so much, Johnny.
How many moons since I met you?
Quarter moon to full moon, Johnny.
Is it? Is that all?
10 days, all in all. Johnny, you're not really leaving tomorrow, are you?
Yep, I'm a man of my word. I promised Mr. Sloan, Mr. Hobson, Mr. Hunter, and Mr. Sloan.
You started with Mr. Sloan.
Well, in my office, you start and finish with Mr. Sloan, seeing we've got two of them.
Oh, the investment firm. They'd know my father.
Oh, never mind, Father. Gosh, you can't be weird. You're too unbelievably beautiful.
Johnny, don't go back. Stay till Monday.
I have a desk in New York City, and they chain me to it Mondays through Fridays, 9 to 5.
You're running away from me.
Could be. I don't want to fall in love. I've got plans for the future, and they don't include a wife.
You can't run away from love, Johnny. I'm not afraid of your plans or the future. I'm not even afraid to kiss you, Johnny.
Julie.
I'm not even afraid to say it. I love you, Johnny Case.
Well, I don't want you to.
Why not? What's wrong with me?
You. Everything in the world's right with you.
Then what is it, you stubborn cuss? I won't beg for your love, you know.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you a wife will only complicate my plans.
For the future, I know. But what kind of a future will it be without me? Come on, aren't you playing hard to get?
Oh, you say that again, I'll wring your beautiful neck.
I don't know whatever made me fall for you. You don't even know how to hold the reins.
Who says?
Let me show you how.
Oh, now, go away.
Listen here, Johnny Case. I've had one of the best riding instructors in the world teach me.
Who cares? I like my way.
But it's wrong. I'm surprised the horse is still with us. Where'd you learn?
From one of the best milkmen in Baltimore. Meet his first assistant.
Oh, funny, Johnny. You're rather like my father, do you know?
Was he a milkman, too?
Hardly, darling. You've got a mind of your own, and so has he. That's what snared me.
Thought it was my nose what froze what impressed you.
What's wrong? Are you afraid of my father?
Look, I dated Julie for a sleigh ride. What's her father doing here?
May as well meet him now. You will eventually.
Oh, is he coming up here?
Oh, no. Father has no time for winter sports. He's much too busy to go anywhere except Washington these days. Oh, Johnny, you'd like him, too. I just know it.
Oh, Julie, I don't give a hang about Father or any of the Setons. Will you marry me right away?
Soon as that. Oh, you wretch. Now that it's all settled, I've got to go back to New York with you tomorrow. Yes, come in.
Good morning, Miss Seaton.
Good morning, Henry. How have you been?
Very well, thank you, Miss.
Good.
We're glad to have you back in New York.
Thank you, Henry. Has Father gone to church?
Yes, Miss. Mr. Case is calling. He said you were expecting him.
I wasn't expecting him over quite so soon, but it's all right. Have him come up. How many have we for lunch?
6, I believe. Mr. and Mrs. Seaton Cram are expected.
Have an extra place set, would you please?
Yes, miss. Is there anything else?
Oh, yes. Did my sister and brother leave the church, too?
As usual.
Thank you, Henry. Have my car brought round. I'll see Mr. Case first, and then I'll go to church, too.
Very well, miss. Mr. Case is here, miss.
Yep, it's the same girl. I wasn't quite sure.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Miss Seaton.
It's all right. We're alone.
Yeah, but where? Where are we? On the level, Julie, what is all this?
Oh, what?
All this house? Armies of men underfoot picking up newspapers, arranging flowers.
Aren't you silly? I told you where I live.
Maids, flunkies, footmen, or whatever you call them. I counted 7 before I got into the elevator. And I nearly fell into a sunken garden in the middle of all that marble on the main floor. Is it a trap?
You stop criticizing my house or I'll call the pouncer.
Oh, you should have told me the truth. You really should have, Julie. I didn't know you were one of the Wall Street Setons.
Would it have made any difference to you?
Why, sure. I'd have asked you to marry me in 2 days instead of 10.
Don't believe a word you say. As it was, I was the one who proposed.
I'll tell you why. I was worried about having enough for both of us. If I'd have known about this, well, look at the worry you'd have saved me. Oh, it's great, Julie. Good for you.
Aren't you funny?
Why?
Talk about it.
You mean money?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why is money so sacred?
Of course not, but one never talks about it.
Oh, I'll talk. I'm simply delighted with you, Julie. More in love than ever.
You really mean because I have money of my own?
Yeah, sure. If I discovered suddenly that you could play the piano, I'd like that, too.
Is being independently wealthy like knowing how to play the piano?
I find them both very agreeable accomplishments in a girl.
Oh, Johnny. You're going to make millions yourself.
Oh, no, I'm not. You don't really know me very well, Julie, darling.
You're the man I love.
Well, there are facets to my personality you mightn't like.
Yes, you try and get out of marrying me.
Julie, I don't fit into a sumptuous setup like this. I began life with these 2 bare hands.
So did the gentleman over the fireplace. Take heart from grandfather.
Him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I've seen his picture. Founder of those fabulous Setons.
Well, he did have the grace to leave us nice with it.
Well, see here, lady, if you think I'm a slightly premature tycoon...
I think you're grand, but I didn't expect you before lunch. Look, darling, give me just a moment to change my dress, will you?
Change? Well, sure.
I'll be right back. Five-minute special.
I don't get it, darling. What'd you change for? I
have to go to church and break the news to Father before he meets you.
Well, you're going out now?
Sure. Church is the perfect place to tell him. He can't raise a rumpus. He'll have to think before he starts talking, and he's not used to talking in church.
Oh, must you break the news this particular morning?
I've got to tell Father.
Yeah, but why the big rush? Why today?
He'd never forgive me, darling, if he heard it from my sister or brother.
Oh, it could be such a swell, guilty secret for a while.
You want to be married right away, don't you?
I do. Well, that's what I'm supposed to say from now on. I do. But... Please, Angel, let's not have an elaborate wedding.
I doubt if we can avoid it. We've got to think of Father.
Getting too complicated for me.
I wouldn't think getting yourself a wife would be simpler, did you?
Well, I suppose I just didn't think about the father part.
Johnny, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I just hate the thought of sitting down with a man and being practical about you so soon.
Oh, gotta be done.
Oh, I love you, Julie.
I love you, Johnny.
That's the main thing, isn't it?
Darling, that's everything.
Gee, it'd be swell to have this whole day free, no ordeals to face.
That'll soon be over. I'm sure we'll have Ned and Linda on our side.
Oh, your brother and sister have to get in on this, too?
Well, the wedding is considered a family affair. Please try not to mind too much. I do believe you're a romantic at heart.
Could be.
We can't wander forever up snowy mountains through pine woods with never a care.
Oh, sounds like a great life.
Darling, have you something less casual to wear than tweed and make the tie a solid color, will you?
Well, I'm at my best without a tie.
Do it for me.
Love me.
With all my heart. Wish you could come along to church. No, no, I guess not. Father'd better hear about you first. But you meet us there afterwards. Linda, move over.
Julie.
Let me speak to the father.
With pleasure.
Shh. Sorry, Father. Good morning, Father.
Hiya, Julie.
Hi, Nettie. You're home early. Have a good time.
Shh.
Fine. Linda, I'm falling madly in love. Anyone we know?
Nope.
Shh.
Sorry, Father. Father, I've news. Awfully important. Father? Father, I'm going to marry Johnny Case. Johnny Case. I met him at Lake Placid, and I'm madly in love.
Who may Johnny Chase be?
Case, Father, not Chase. There's no H in it.
Who is Johnny Chase?
Man I love, Case. He's with Sloan, Hobson, Hutt, and Sloan.
Hunter and Sloan. Hutt. I know Sam Hobson. I don't know Chase.
Not a partner yet.
Then he's a nobody. You're not marrying a nobody. It's indecent to talk in church.
I guess so. Sorry, Father.
He's called Sam Hobson.
It's about Johnny.
Johnny who, darling?
Johnny, the man she loves and is going to marry.
No kidding. Since when?
Since Abide With Me, as far as I know.
Since yesterday. Johnny's waiting for me outside church. Come on along and meet him.
Are you in love or you're just going to be engaged?
I'm going to be married in just about a month, I am.
Hooray for Julie. Now, you make up your mind before Father has his say.
There he is, Johnny. Over here.
Hello.
Darling, this is my sister, Linda.
You're multicolored, Case. Come away from the stained glass windows.
Hello, Linda.
But I haven't even seen you before.
I've seen him before.
This is Ned.
Hello, Ned.
Hello.
One Saturday, quite a while ago, I went up to New Haven for a game. This is the guy who took me home from the field and poured me into bed.
He's got a kind heart. That's nice.
Why, Johnny, you didn't say you knew my brother.
Well, he was too sleepy to introduce himself.
Sleepy's one way to put it. Never got a chance to thank you.
Thanks. Call me Nana.
You met in Lake Placid? You aren't a guide, are you?
No, worse luck, I'm a lawyer.
Wouldn't you know it.
Look, I want you to be maid of honor, Linda.
I accept. What do we wear, Johnny?
Hey, do you know the family you're getting into?
Now, Nettie.
He doesn't mean you, Julie. You're divine. But you should have told him about
it. Now, Linda.
Case, there's Father, Cousin Seton Cram, and Cousin Laura, his faithful wife, and the rest of the outlying Setons.
And the general atmosphere of plenty with the top riveted down on the cornucopia. Why don't we go somewhere and celebrate with a drink?
No drinks. We're going directly home. Father will soon be there.
We owe it to the young man to make a good first impression.
Okay. Home it is.
You know, the first thing Father will want to know is how you're fixed, Johnny.
Fixed?
Are you a man of means? And if so, how much?
Linda!
Be still, proud beauty. The girl's working for your car.
I know you don't expect this of a man in Father's position, but the fact is, money is what all we Setons worship.
Linda, that isn't true at all.
What is true, then? Linda's the only one who's got the courage to say it out loud.
What's your answer, Case?
Well, I have in my pocket at the present moment $34 and a package of cigarettes. Will you have one?
Thank you. But no gilt-edged securities? No rolling woodlands?
No, I got a few shares of common stock tucked away.
Common? Oh, don't say the word.
Oh, he won't do, Julie. No preferred stock.
Okay. Case is a comely boy, but another of the vast army of clock watchers.
Now stop it. Your ribbing has gone far enough.
Wait, we've one last hope. Case, how are you socially?
Nothing there either.
You mean to say your mother wasn't even a hoosier?
I wish you'd shut up.
Oh, Johnny, don't listen to
her. I don't mind.
Oh. Pop, sister. Johnny, how can you prove yourself to Edward Seaton, financier and prime wolf of Wall Street?
Well, when I'm in a spot like this, I ask myself, what would Congress do? And I do the opposite.
Oh, it'll be a pity if it doesn't come off, Julie.
It'll come off. Johnny, don't you listen to a word they're saying about Father.
Casey's checking up on your character with Sam Hobson right now.
I hope Sam Hobson remembers me. But in the final analysis, after all, I'm not going to marry Father.
Hooray for Johnny Case. We're on your side.
But the worst is yet to come.
Oh, that's the signal. Father's coming up from the ground floor. Ned, take Johnny into your room quickly. They can't meet just yet.
Well, when do I appear?
1 o'clock.
Oh, look, isn't this getting a bit complicated?
Don't expect simplicity in this house, Case. Remember our Fifth Avenue frontage.
Okay, Ned. Let's disappear. We're off.
Julie, you stand your ground. Name your date and stick to it.
I do want Father to like him.
Oh, you know what Mr. Big Business will think.
Shh.
Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Father. Did you see Mr. Hobson?
Oh, yes. This is all very abrupt, my dear. There are other things to consider, the young man's background. Good morning, Linda.
You saw me in church, Father, don't you remember?
Father, I want to be married January 10th. That's just 2 weeks from Tuesday.
Julie, I do not intend to be rushed into this matter.
What did Mr. Hobson say?
The young man seems to have some business ability. He's just put through what looks like a successful reorganization of Seaboard Utilities.
Oh.
What do you know about Mr. Chase?
Case, Father. Johnny Case.
Let it go. Chase has such a sweet banking sound.
He's from Baltimore.
Fine old pre-war stock.
Despite your levity, Linda, I intend to know more about this young man than his name and his birthplace.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Case says it's 1 o'clock and he wishes to be announced.
A bit early, I'd say. Well, Julie, I'd like you not to be present at our first interview. You may stay, Linda.
Very well, Father, but be fair.
I pride myself. I usually am more than fair. See you later.
Mr. Case.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello.
Father, may I present Johnny Case?
How do you do, Mr. Case?
How do you do, sir?
My daughter, Linda.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Well, if you'll pardon me, I have some telephone in my
pocket. Of course, my dear. Mr. Case, you were in business in New York, I understand.
Yes. Sloan, Hobson.
Hunter and Sloan. Excellent house. You're a born New Yorker?
No, Baltimore. 30 years ago, last July 6th.
More fun on the 4th. Cannons, firecrackers...
Linda, please. Mr. Chase, I have friends in Baltimore, the Clarence Whites and Archie Fuller's family.
Well, I haven't been in Baltimore in some years. My parents died there when I was quite young.
Your father was in business there?
Yes, he had a small grocery store, but he didn't make a go of it. He left a number of debts which my mother worked hard to clear up. I was an only child, couldn't help much. She died just before my 16th birthday.
Unfortunate loss. Schooling was rather a problem then.
Oh, I managed to wrangle a couple of scholarships. In term time, I usually ran eating joints and typed lecture notes. Summers, I had a milk route.
Self-made man. I find that admirable.
Oh, it just happened to work out that way. Well, Mr. Seaton, I'd like to marry Julie right away.
Come on, Father, relent. Love makes the world go round.
That's enough, Linda.
Your consent means a great deal to Julie, Mr. Seaton.
Yes, well, my daughter will be married when I reach a favorable decision and upon the day which I will name Mr. Chase. That is all I may commit myself to at the moment.
Ah, come round, Father. Forget those millions. Be just like any ordinary father.
I do not relish your humor, Linda. You know I have never made an impulsive decision in my entire life. I shall certainly not do so now. Shall we join the others? I believe you're staying to lunch, Mr. Chase.
Case.
Oh, hours pass, Linda.
Don't they?
Where is Julie?
Crying it out with Father. And what do you think your chances are, my boy?
Well, your papa's made of stern stuff.
Solid mahogany, guaranteed never to shrink. However do you do, Mr. Chase?
Not so solid at this moment. But you, Miss,
Seaton is the name.
Ah, yes. Not one of the banks, Seaton.
The same.
Is that so? I hear a shipment of earmarked gold is due in Monday morning.
Yes, we just hoard the loot, you know. Never use it.
Oh, but so gratifying to have around. Jingle, jingle.
That's enough of preliminary social conversation, isn't it?
Enough by me.
Case, it's terribly important that my sister marry the right guy.
Oh, well, that's important for everyone. How do I impress you?
Oh, you don't know the kind of men we see here about. You're alive, Johnny Case. Where have you been?
Oh, working hard.
Nights?
Nights, too.
What about those little jaunts to Placid? Come clean, Case.
You know, that's the first holiday I've ever had.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you heard what I said.
Well, and you can't have been having much fun.
Well, not much, I guess. A minute ago, you said I was alive. Well, I'm not yet, but I mean to be. I know very few living people.
There aren't but a few.
Well, I mean to be one of them someday. Johnny's dream.
So do I. Linda's longing.
You know, there's a pair called Nick and Susan Potter.
Do you know Nick and Susan?
Well, I should say I do.
That's where I've heard your name. They're good guys, aren't they?
Oh, it seems to me they know just about everything. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, you're not, though. They get more fun out of nothing than anyone I know.
You don't have such a bad time yourself, do you, Linda?
Yeah. Fancy life on Fifth Avenue isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Can't you enjoy what you're doing?
What am I doing?
Well, then, can't you do what you enjoy doing?
But what is it? Have you got the answer?
For myself, maybe. It's all kind of tied up with a kind of holiday.
Leave me hear about it.
Well, I want to save part of my life for myself. There's a catch to it, though. It's got to be now, while I'm still young.
Case! You'll never get on and up in the world with them ideas.
The minute I get hold of just about 20 nice round thousands, I'll knock off for as long as they last.
Quit, is it?
Retire young and work old, that's what I mean.
Why, you great, big, beautiful guy. But don't breathe a sound to Father. Does Julie know?
Not yet. No use getting her hopes up till it can happen.
But you know my sister's got enough dough in her own right for the two of you. Or 200 of you, for that matter. Mother and grandfather did us all pretty, pretty. We're what you might call seatin' pretty.
Oh. Well, I'm going to do for myself. And only just pretty enough.
Faith, you haven't got the proper reverence for riches.
You funny kid. But nice.
Funny, am I? What about you, you big stiff?
Linda, are you keeping Johnny in here?
Not for long, I guess.
Oh, darling, great news.
It happened. Father's turned human.
He wants you to spend the afternoon here, Johnny.
Blessings upon you, children. It means everything's in the bag. Julie, let me give the engagement party for you.
If you want to, of course we'd love it, wouldn't we, Johnny?
Sure.
But Father's to have nothing to do with it. No engraved cards, not a single bank of pink roses, and no Meyer Davis, just this once. I want to do something for you, Julie, my favorite sister. Just this once, all on my own.
I'd love it, dear, I really would.
We'll have it up in our old playroom.
But the ballroom...
It won't be a ball. It'll be a simple sit-down supper. We'll have it in the playroom because it's the one room in this house anyone's ever had any fun in. Hey, do you know any living people, Case? That's a cry from the heart.
One or two.
I'll invite them. Now get it straight, Julie. No one's to touch my party but me.
All right, darling. Why make a fuss?
Because if Father mixes in, I won't come to it.
You have my promise. Isn't that enough?
She's willing but weak. Hold her to it, will you, Case? I'm counting on you.
Linda, little Nettie.
Come on in, darling. Surprise.
Hey, you've done things to the old playroom.
Yeah, I had it redecorated. Yeah. You should come up here more often, brother. The only room of this whole barn worth bothering about. Top floor, away from everybody. All that.
Childhood memories come flooding back. But I didn't think you'd bother this much.
Why not? A worthy cause. Comes a week from Friday, we'll have New Year's Eve and Julie's engagement party.
You think so? Brace yourself, darling.
Golly, Ned, I know that look. What is it?
The latest bulletin is all celebrations take place in Ballroom A.
What?
Front of the house stuff with Edward Seaton presiding. Oh. Earmuff dowagers and diamonds.
You're teasing.
I don't know, are we? Julie said you.
Oh, she promised me, Nettie. Doesn't she have any feelings?
So what's a promise to Sister Julie? If she can double-cross you to please Father.
Well, the going's tough standing up to Edward Seaton. You ought to know.
Well, it was rotten of her to cross you up. This once she could have kept...
Ned, you... Oh, Linda.
Hello.
Father is furious with you, Ned. You've simply got to stop all this drinking.
She would rob me of my one pleasant escape from dear Father.
Well, this is a fine time to get him all upset.
The righteous Seaton spirit shows in the whites of your eyes, Julie. I'm not in the mood for lectures. See you, Linda.
Oh, Linda, I wish you'd talk to him.
I told Father months ago to let Ned find something that interests him. Our boy no likes the banking business.
But it's his duty as a secret.
Duty nuts. I hate as much as you do to see Ned do all this drinking. He'd stop if Father'd leave him alone.
Ned's just weak. Father knows what's best for him.
We're not all built like you, Julie.
Oh, what are you... Oh, Ned told you about the party. I'm sorry, Linda. I hope you're not very disappointed. After all, I am the eldest, and it's the first engagement in the family, and it's Father's right to... You can give another party for us.
Johnny wants to keep things simple. Remember that?
I guess I know his tastes by now, dear.
He won't stand for Father running him. Remember that, too.
Johnny will be open-minded about anything I want.
Father is something Johnny can't take, whether you want it or not. Bet you a great big Seton nickel.
Aren't you suddenly awfully concerned with Johnny's wishes?
You ought to be on his side, Julie.
I never dreamed you were such a poor sport.
Oh, I want you to be happy. This is your real chance, after all, but it's got to come Johnny's way, not Father's. The Seton millions didn't help you fall in love, but they sure can spoil everything for you. Listen to me, Julie.
I'd rather not, if you don't mind, Linda. I'm quite capable of handling the whole situation. And Johnny.
Uh-huh. I wonder.
This is Studio One at CBS, presenting as its 13th broadcast in a feature series of hour-length dramas, Holiday by Philip Barry. The story will resume after a brief pause for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. Continuing our presentation of Holiday by Philip Barry, featuring Ann Burr, Joan Alexander, and Everett Sloan, from Studio One at CBS.
In this house, everything is a production. Why must we all stand in this ridiculous receiving line?
Now, quiet, Ned. Father believes in receiving line.
If it's tiresome, Father's for it.
Oh, Ned.
Grandfather could never have been like this.
Lovely setting, Mr. Seton.
Glad to have you with us, Mrs. Campbell. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and Judith.
So nice of you to be with us to see the old year out.
And you, Ned. We don't see much of you nowadays.
Oh, I'm still about.
Your sister Linda.
Yes, where is Linda, Julie?
Out with some friends.
Why must she be different?
It's pretty serious. A girl spending New Year's Eve with some friends.
Have you been drinking, Ned?
Uninterrupted.
Good evening, Mr. Seton.
How are you, Mr. Russell?
Quite well, thank you. How pleasant to see you surrounded by your family. Miss Julie.
Hello, Mr. Russell.
Ned. Miss Linda will be here later?
Yes, we'll see her later. She's been delayed.
Happy New Year to you all.
Thank you.
Julie, Linda must make an appearance. She's part of the family. Her place is here.
I said all that, Father. She's stubborn.
Why can't she have a sense of responsibility to her social obligations, as you do?
I'm sure I can't answer that, Father.
Don't be so self-righteous, do you, Julie, darling? You forget you welched on Linda. This was supposed to be her party. Her party in honor of you.
Oh, stop being hateful, Ned.
It meant a lot to Linda, old thing. Pardon me, Mr. Seton, sir.
Yes, Henry?
Mr. Case has arrived, and the newspaper reporters are here to see you.
Oh, yes, the reporters. Show them into the library.
Ah. The press wants to know the trade-in value of a seat.
When Miss Linda comes in, Henry, advise me at once. At once.
Hello.
Oh, good evening, Case.
Good evening, Mr. Seton.
Been hearing great things about you.
And not just from me, Johnny.
Hello, dream girl.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, darling.
Ah, beautiful Julie. Or do I say that every time I see you?
You better.
Greetings, Ned. And Happy New Year and all that stuff.
Hi, Case. Same to you.
Linda get here yet?
Johnny, do you know where she is?
Well, sure. She dropped in for dinner at Susan and Nick's.
Johnny, why didn't you let me know?
Well, didn't you know?
Oh, Linda's been in a vile temper all week long.
She seemed her sprightly self.
Get her back here, will you, Johnny? Father's furious.
Well, she'll be home to see the New Year in, so she said.
She's purposely humiliated Father and me. Everyone's whispering about it. Oh, I'll never forgive her. Ned either. He's been downright insulting.
Oh, darling, try to enjoy tonight. You can't be personally responsible for Linda and Ned and 300 guests.
Somebody's got to be responsible.
Oh, say, you know, the press was after me.
Reporter?
Mm-hmm. I asked the cash office for the story of how I wooed and won you, gal. Baltimore boy wins heiress as blizzard grips city.
You didn't.
No, I sent a ball to your father.
Yes, that's right. Father's awfully anxious that he make the statement to the papers.
Miss.
Oh, yes, Henry.
Miss Linda is just arrived.
Oh, she's here. Where?
She's gone up to the playroom, miss.
Oh, well, thank you, Henry. How irritating, really. Johnny, will you talk to Linda? She's determined to ruin our party just because she couldn't have her own way.
Oh, hey, now, don't talk that way about the sister of the girl I love.
Don't clown, please. This is important. You have influence with her. Drag Linda down by the hair if you must, but get her down, will you?
Oh, sure.
I'll be glad to ask Linda to come down, Julie. Excuse me, I'll go up now.
Hi there, Kate. Welcome to the playroom. I hear there's a party on the ground floor.
We hope that you're as happy as we are.
Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Linda, I come bearing an invitation.
You mean that low-class dance hall downstairs? Don't speak of it. I invited you to mine first.
Ah, look, won't you all come down and greet the new year with us anyway?
I like it here.
I like it here.
Me too. But, I hope it's a happy new year for you, Johnny Cake. The happiest you've ever known.
What's wrong, Linda?
I understand that life these days is a magazine. You should have stayed with us, Johnny. Not a word of sense has been spoken since dinner.
Not a single word.
Then Linda insisted that we come along here.
I'm a diehard about this evening and this room.
And you're not coming downstairs?
No, Angel. We're not.
I like it here.
I like it here. And it's now 11:40. Dr. Stork's on the way, guys, with Little Baby New Year.
I wish someone would tell me what I'm to do next year and the year after. And the year after that.
What you need is a husband, Linda.
You got any addresses, Susan?
He'll arrive. I only hope you'll know how to act when he does.
And in the meantime, what? Hot-footed around the world with a maid and a dog? Lie on one beach after another, getting brown.
Oh, hey, Linda, this is no time to get sad and solemn.
Isn't it, Case? I'm not so sure.
Now, look, Linda, let me tell you about yourself, will you?
Go ahead.
There's more of your grandfather in you than you think.
Boo.
There is, though. He wasn't satisfied with the life he was born into, so he made one for himself. Now, you don't like his 5-story log cabin, so you're out in the woods again with your own little hatchet.
The little pioneer with Linda Seaton.
Yeah, Linda's off on the wrong foot, though. She's headed up the fun alley. She thinks having fun is the whole answer to life.
I do?
You do? Me? It's not just entertainment I'm after. Oh, no. I want all of it. Inside, outside, smooth and rough. Let her come.
You're right, too, Johnny. Life's a fine ride if you take it yourself.
Yes, and no good at all if someone else takes you on it. There's no life any good but the one you make for yourself.
Hey.
Well, except yours and Nick's, maybe, Susan.
But they have made theirs. Haven't you, Susan?
Oh, about half and half, I should say. I don't quite know what we'd do if we had to earn our own living.
Earn it, I guess.
You know, you two have always seemed to me the rightest, wisest, happiest people ever I've known. You're my one real hope in the world.
Mine, too.
Well, when we're with a pair like you, shall I say it, Nick?
No. Just let them take a quick look at us. Beam, darling.
Oh, the beaming Potters.
But only a quick look till you get. We're away now.
What? Where to?
Downstairs. Sorry, but I've got to have a look at that command performance.
Me too. The temptation is too great.
We haven't been to the zoo in years. See you later.
Hurry back then. Now then, Case, we can talk. There's some things I want to get straight. Much I understand. Now then, Case, tell me what you meant during dinner when you said that you and Julie were taking an indefinite honeymoon?
Well, you're to keep it a secret, lady.
You're a great guy for secrets, Case.
I'll share it with you.
Thanks.
Some Eastboard stock I bought at 8 was kind enough to touch 15 today. If the deal that I think is going through does go through, Johnny Case will be sitting pretty.
Business?
Oh, not forever and ever, Linda, because there's a very good chance that I'll be quitting business next Saturday.
Really, Johnny? For good?
Well, for as long as the money I expect to make lasts.
You'll have enough money to quit?
By Saturday, I hope.
Oh, good boy. Tell Julie tonight.
Well, I want to be sure first. It all depends on what a Boston crowd called the Bay State Power does about my stock.
They'll do the right thing. They must. But you've got to tell... Case, all of a sudden, I'm scared.
Of what?
Listen to me. Father won't get your idea. He won't like it. He won't understand it. I know.
Well, you are up here, Linda.
For the love of Pete. Oh, hello, Laura. Johnny, do you know my cousin, Laura Cram?
Yes, we met. How are you, Mrs. Cram?
Blooming, thank you. I heard some very interesting conversation downstairs between my husband and Sam Hudson about you.
Me?
Business?
Well, a great many people like business, Linda.
You're telling me.
Johnny, my husband's going to buy 60,000 shares for Ross of Bay State Power all the way up to 30. He thinks he'll make a real killing.
Whoa! Are you sure of that, Mrs. Graham?
You won't like me breaking the big news, but I couldn't resist.
Oh, thanks for telling me. Linda, this cinches.
Then it's in the bag. Oh, I always wish on love, Johnny.
Whatever are you talking about?
Monkey business.
Indeed. Linda, are you coming down to the party?
No.
Any reason?
No reason.
Sometimes, dear, I'm positive that you're quite mad.
How can you tell, Cousin Laura?
Linda, I don't care to start a scene, but your father sent me...
Oh, father sent you up here to get me, but I'm having my party here as originally planned. My regrets to Mr. Edward Seaton.
You may be impervious to talk, Linda, but other people aren't.
I'm not going down, Laura. Get it?
Well, now, you needn't be obviously unpleasant.
I wouldn't dream of keeping you away from everyone.
I certainly know when I'm not wanted. And if you ask me, your behavior is one of the worst cases of rudeness I've ever seen.
Has someone asked you, Cousin Laura?
When a girl invites 300 people...
I invited exactly 6 people. The rest belong to Father and Julie and you, since you helped him arrange things.
I wonder if you're not rude, because I interrupted your tete-a-tete with Johnny. So sorry. I've done all I could.
Sweet character, isn't she?
Dreamy. But you better go on down before dear Cousin Laura starts some nasty gossip. Oh, Johnny, I wish you all the good things.
Thanks. Come down with me.
Because Father wants it?
Nope.
Because Julie wants it, then?
Because the party won't be right for me without you.
Well, case for you, I might come. Later on. Right now, let's have a drink.
All right. You talk me into it. But only one.
Compelled me to leave my guests up to this ridiculous playroom.
Greetings, Dada.
Julie, I've got a great surprise.
Just a moment, please. It's nearly 12, Linda. I want you to join my party to see the new year in.
Thanks, but I've asked a few of my own friends to my own party.
And here. I asked Johnny to bring you down, Linda. You're taking him rather a long time.
Oh, let's forget about me. It's your party now, your evening. And Johnny has some wonderful news.
Yes,
he told you first?
We know what news that is. No sense in any more unpleasantness. Johnny, you've done some splendid work with Eastern Seaboard.
Oh, you know.
Our cousin Seaton Cram and your Mr. Hobson gave us a big hint. Oh, darling, they're so impressed with you.
Eastern Seaboard's going up with a rush, boy. It's time to make hay.
Hay?
Money, my boy.
All those years you worked so hard will pay back with interest, Johnny.
I could bring you into my bank tomorrow, but you'd better accept the offer from Pritchard Ames. Excellent house.
Well, Mr. Seaton, I'd made up my mind...
In 5 or 6 years, when you've proven yourself, you can come to us on your own terms. I'm proud of you, Johnny. You're in a fair way to being a man of means by the time you reach 45.
You hear that? Father ought to know.
I'm turning down the Pritchard Ames offer.
Yes, I... What's that?
You're turning it down.
Well, I don't want to spend my life piling up more money than I can ever use.
Whatever you say.
I'd want to make a few thousands and then quit for as long as the money lasts.
What nonsense is this?
Julie, you understand, don't you? I want to see what the world's about while I'm still young.
You never mentioned this before, Johnny.
You wish to leave business to occupy yourself with some art or other?
No. I just want my time to be my own for a while. It's kind of a dream. I've been plugging for it ever since I was about 10.
Now, what does a boy of 10 understand of life's practicality?
He might know what he likes, Father.
Keep out of this, Linda.
Look, this is more important than anything in the world but you, Julie. I must give it a chance. If it... fizzes out, as some dreams do, I'll go back to the old grind.
I'm finding it impossible to understand you, Keith.
Father, let me talk to him.
He's picked a strange time to tell us his young dream. A very strange time indeed.
What do you mean by that, Mr. Seaton?
You carefully kept your remarkable views to yourself until now. If I hadn't talked with the reporters, if your engagement party weren't taking place downstairs...
Father, please go down. We'll come down in a minute. Everything will be all right.
Very well. We'll talk about this again, Keith.
Johnny, did Linda put you up to this? To antagonize Father.
You must be very angry to say that, Julie.
I'm furious with you for being so ridiculous. Why, you're just 30. How can anyone with your drive seriously quit business?
Oh, not forever. I just want time out now for, well, I'd call it a real holiday.
Oh, Johnny, we can spend a couple of months, just the two of us, away from everything and everybody.
No, it can't be that way, Julie.
Listen to me. I know men who don't work. They're unhappy, empty creatures. You'd go crazy with the boredom.
I don't think so. Julie... why do you love me?
That's unfair. You have a swell time standing me against the wall and throwing knives at me, don't you?
Oh, sweet, this is something in me you've got to understand.
But you find business exciting, I know you do. You love the thrill of putting everything that's in you against men of greater experience and power. What are you staring at?
You. I don't understand all this.
Oh, Johnny, you're determined to be difficult.
Why must we have more money? What will you do with all you've got?
I won't have people saying you married me for my money.
Who cares what people think?
Oh,
Julie, try a little blind faith in me.
Wait a year or two. If your idea is right, it can be done then as well as now.
Julie, you've got to take me as I come.
Look, I've been pretending I wasn't here.
Now, what do you want, Linda?
Another couple of minutes left of this doddering old year. If anyone gives a hoot,
we must all go down. You too, Linda. You've given Father a dreadful evening.
Poor, rich old Father.
Are you coming, Johnny?
I think I'll wait a moment with Linda, if you don't mind.
But I do mind. Will you come, please?
In a moment, Julie.
All right. Fine. You do just as you like.
You better go, don't you think?
No, no, not right away. I want time to think. Can we put on a record and dance? I always think more clearly while dancing.
I'd love it. But I've only got some tired old piano records.
Anything, here. Anything, quick. Before I do something foolish like going downstairs.
Is step a mean step, Case?
Oh, it's all cooperation. Linda, there's a conspiracy against you and me.
And what's that?
The vested interest.
I know.
They won't let you have any fun, and they won't give me time to think.
Great fathead you are. You've told them all your little dreams and hopes.
Yeah, pretty disappointing.
Poor boy.
How about your own evening?
Not so good either.
Poor girl.
But we won't mind, will we?
Oh, golly, no, we won't mind.
We'll get there.
Sure, we'll get there. Linda.
Place head A against cheek B and proceed as before.
You're a wonderful guy, Linda.
Oh, shut your silly face.
Do you suppose the vested interests could be right? They seem awfully sure they are.
Don't believe it, then. Don't give in. It's your happiness, Case.
I'd like to dance for 10 hours.
Well, you can't, that's all. And enough, too. I'm getting overexcited.
What?
It was fine, thanks. We ought to go now.
Well, listen. There's the big moment downstairs.
That's it, all right. You should be with Julie, but anyway... Happy New Year, Johnny Case.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Linda, I...
You better go on down there waiting.
No, wait, hold on. I'm not sure I want to go down. I'm in a tough spot. Your father insinuated...
Listen, Case, do you love Julie?
Julie? Yes. Yes, I love Julie.
Well, she needs you now. Once the engagement's announced, she'll go through with it, and you're the one to help her break the hold Father's got. Go on, Johnny. I believe in you. You'll show Father you've got the stuff to do it.
I'll try. See you later.
No.
Oh, hello, Ned. Hiya, Johnny. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Nettie.
Hiya, Linda. Oh, I couldn't stand anymore. Happy New Year.
You having fun, brother?
Sure. There's $100 million dancing down there. Come to the head of the stairs and listen.
Has Father made the big announcement?
Oh, you can't hurry, Edward Seaton.
Nettie, I think I'd like a great big glass of champagne.
Oh, here, take mine. Case a funny guy, isn't he?
Long live Johnny, a man who'll never be ruled by the Seatons.
Now me. I'll join in that toast.
Here you are.
I wish I was drinking to you and...
Where do my feelings show?
We can't fool this thing.
Okay, then, I can't.
You got it real bad.
I love the guy. That's all.
Ah, there it comes. Mr. Seaton's big moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, my very good friends, I have the honor to announce the engagement of my daughter Julie to Mr. John Mason, an event to celebrate the pleasure I take in wishing you and them a most happy and prosperous New Year.
What about you, sis?
I'm going away for a while. Leave tomorrow. Come on, Nettie. Let's be the first to wish the young couple good luck.
Glad to see you back, Miss Linda. I hope you had a pleasant visit.
I'd planned to stay longer, but I've made new plans. Who's here?
Miss Seaton, Mr. Ned.
Hi, I thought I heard your voice.
Hello, Nettie. Henry, would you tell my sister I'm back?
Yes, miss.
How you been?
Half frozen, but fine. What goes here?
Now, why don't you send postcards to your own flesh and blood?
Come on. What's the latest on young love?
Julie doesn't talk to me, and Father keeps his remarks strictly to business. But Johnny's been missing all week.
Then Julie hasn't given in.
Why don't you fight on your own side? Johnny likes Linda.
Listen, I'm not all skunk. She's my sister.
Doesn't make sense. What's the matter with you, Linda? You worry so much over other people's troubles, you don't get anywhere with your own.
I'll have to get over him, that's all.
Are you sure you want to get over him?
No, I'm not. And that's what scares me most. I feel alive and I love it. I feel it less. Something's happening to me. But it can't get anywhere. I gotta get over it.
Because it seems so hopeless, is that it?
Seems? What do you mean?
Don't you know? Let me tell you something. You're twice as attractive as Julie ever thought of being. You've got twice the looks and twice the mind and 10 times the guts. You've lived in her shade for years now, and there's nothing to it. You could charm a bird off a tree if you would. And why not? If you were in her way, she'd ride you down like a rabbit.
Ooh, you stinker. Knowing the way she loves him. You stinker, Ned.
I guess so.
Shh, someone's coming.
Linda?
Yeah, it's Julie, and I'm fading. Hello, Julie.
Hello, Ned. Well, Linda, how are the candles?
Cold. It's winter up Connecticut way. How's Johnny?
All right. I hear that Susan and Nick Potter are going out to New Mexico.
Mm.
I suppose you came back to arrange your plans with theirs.
Maybe.
I'm not too sure, Linda, that the Potters have the right influence on you. They've certainly had an unfortunate effect on Johnny.
Johnny's okay. He knows what's best for you and him.
Shouldn't I decide that, dear?
Aren't you letting Father decide it?
Father happens to agree with me where you don't.
The first time, you and I have always agreed against him.
I've done a little thinking myself, and I realize now that I haven't always agreed with you, Linda. I've given in just to avoid unpleasantness.
Why, if you do...
You're always so positive about everything.
I'm positive.
You made all the decisions, and I fell in.
But that sounds as though you resent me. Oh, Julie, I can't believe it.
When it comes to determining my future and the future of the man I marry, I do resent your interference, and I want it to stop.
What do you lack, Julie? You've got all the security you'll ever need. If you hope to make Johnny fit into Father's pattern, you never will, you know.
Why is Johnny so important to you, dear?
Look, I'm going to New Mexico with the Potters. I'll be leaving tonight.
Miss Julie.
Oh, yes, Henry.
Mr. Case calling.
Throw him in. And, Henry, please tell my father that Mr. Case is here.
Yes, Miss Julie.
Well, there you are. I knew he'd come around.
Johnny won't give way one inch.
We'll see, dear. Oh, I just knew he'd come round. You see, this means he's given in.
Well, Casey, tell me you've been away. Very pleasant having you back.
Oh, it's pleasant to be back. Julie, I've come to tell you I'll take the job if Pritchard Ames still wants me.
There now. You hear that, Father?
I have a feeling we all shouldn't be standing here listening to this.
I agree. We should not be standing here.
Now, it's all in the family. Congratulations, my boy.
Oh, darling, I knew you'd see it my way.
I'm still not convinced. I still don't believe in it, but it's what you want, Julie, isn't it?
Yes, darling.
But now, in heaven's name, Father, may they be left alone, or shall we all move over to Madison Square Garden?
Quiet, Linda. You are not convinced, you say, Case?
No, sir. I'll do everything I can to make a success of it, but... Well, if at the end of next year I still feel it's wise to quit for a while, I only ask that there won't be any more objections.
Why decide anything now, darling, except the date we want to be married?
And let's make it right away, Julie.
What plans have you for your wedding trip?
Well, if we can get the booking, I'd like a month in South America.
Sounds wonderful.
Yes, yes, use the time to advantage. If I may suggest an itinerary, you should go directly to Buenos Aires. I'll cable the Martinez brothers. We have banking connections there.
That'll be lovely, Father.
South America is the up-and-coming continent. I'd like you to go to Rio de Janeiro.
Well, I've thought of my honeymoon more as a lark than a business.
Darling, where's the harm in combining a little business with pleasure?
I've never found there was. I'll see the cables get out. I shall arrange to have your house ready by the time you return.
Oh, you're no darling.
What house is that?
Father's letting us have the sweetest little place on 64th Street.
Linda, would you call the 64th Street house little?
By comparison.
Oh, it's small, but more than comfortable. Good address. This is not a deed of gift, mind you, not yet. Perhaps when you've occupied the house 5 years or so, my hard old heart might soften.
Listen to his hard old heart.
And since Johnny's been in the Navy, I've decided to give you the house at Gloucester, my wedding present, and the boat.
Boat? Father, you know the difference between a boat and a yacht. Listen to the man. Have you ever heard of anyone so generous, so sweet?
Well, you're very kind, Mr. Seaton, but I'm afraid we can't accept all this.
Darling, it's our wedding gift.
It's too much. If I start being loaded down with these responsibilities, I'll never get out from under. That kind of life isn't for me.
What is for you?
Johnny!
Oh, darling, we won't even have a chance to belong to ourselves.
But you gave me to understand you're returning to work.
Yes, I am. I'll work, but I won't get saddled with this kind of deluxe life. I can't afford it, and I don't want it.
How can you want my happiness? You're rejecting the kind of life I want.
Oh, Julie, I promise I'll always earn enough money for us both.
Really? I'm so relieved.
Julie, we've got to make our own life. We'd never be happy if we didn't. Let's forget the wedding invitations and the house and the yacht. Let's forget everything but us. We can elope tonight, darling.
Must I decide now?
Please.
And if I say no? Not unless you...
Then I'm going alone. Tonight.
Very well. You can go.
because I don't quite see myself with an idler for husband.
Well, I suppose the fact is I love feeling free inside even better than I love you, Julie.
Apparently. Or what you call feeling free.
Yes. Well, goodbye, sir. I'm sorry we couldn't make a go of it. Thanks for trying anyhow, and bye to you, Linda. You've been sweet.
Goodbye, Johnny. So have you. I hope you find what you're looking for.
I hope you do. May I kiss you goodbye?
Oh, yes. Please do.
Bye, Ned.
Take it easy.
Fella can only try, Johnny.
I'll miss that man.
Really gone, man.
Yes, and in my opinion...
Good riddance, eh, Father?
I am afraid so.
Really gone?
Oh, never mind, darling, never mind. If he loves you, he'll be back.
Be back, did you say? What do you think I am, Linda? Do you think all I've got to do with my time is to persuade a lightweight like Johnny that there's something more to life than having fun and more fun?
Julie!
I hope, Julie, that this experience...
Oh, was... don't worry about me, Father. I'm all right. Even a little more than all right, I should say.
Narrow squeak, wasn't it?
Julie! You don't love him at all.
Will you kindly let go my arm, Linda?
You don't love him.
Will you please?
Anthony, do you or do you not?
And what's that to you, may I ask?
Now, children.
What's it to me? Oh, what's it to me? Just answer me.
What's the matter with you, Linda?
You don't, do you? I can see you don't. You're relieved he's gone. Relieved?
And suppose I am?
Oh, she asked me. Suppose she is.
So she does, by God.
Are you, Julie? Say it.
I'm so relieved I could sing with it. Is that what you want?
Yes. Thanks. Oh, gosh, have I got a job now.
Linda, where are you off to?
On a trip. On a big ride. Oh, what a ride.
Excuse me, Miss Linda. Mr. and Mrs. Potter are waiting in the car. Your bag has gone down. And Mr. Potter said to say that Mr. Case was with them.
Mr. Case is with them?
Yes.
I'll be right down, Henry.
Very well, Miss.
Linda, what are you...
You've got no faith in Johnny, have you, Julie? His little dream may fall flat, you think. Yes, and so it may. What about it? What if it should? There will be another. The point is, he does dream. Oh, I've got all the faith in the world in Johnny. Whatever he does is all right with me. If he wants to take it easy for a while, he can take it easy for a while. If he wants to come back and sell peanuts, by golly, how I'll believe in those peanuts. Goodbye, Julie. Goodbye, Father. Goodbye, Natty.
Goodbye, kid. Good luck.
Never you fear. I've got grandfather's kind of luck.
Linda, as yet you have not said where it is you are.
I know.
And try and stop me, someone. Oh, please, someone just try and stop me.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I shall not permit it.
Permit, Linda? Don't make me laugh, Father.
She's going with them, isn't she?
She's going to get her Johnny.
A fine chance she's got.
Any bets? Any bets, Julie? Here's a toast to Linda, say I. And while we're all standing about under that dreadful portrait of him, here's to Grandfather, too.
And talk it over. Nick and I'll just sit quietly here in the front seat and watch the road.
We'll pretend not to listen.
I simply don't believe it, Case, that's all.
Oh, it's so simple. Nick and Susan just talked me into coming along to New Mexico, too, that's all.
It only took about one fat minute.
But I thought I was going to have to persuade... Case, you did want someone along with you on the big search, didn't you?
I did.
And you wanted Julie.
I thought I wanted Julie for quite a long while. And now...
And now?
Now she isn't coming. But we won't mind, will we?
Golly, no. We won't mind. If you don't...
I don't.
We'll get there.
Sure, we'll get there. Oh, Linda.
Oh, yes, Case. Please do.
The Columbia Broadcasting System has brought you Studio One, the 13th program in a feature series of hour-length versions for listening of celebrated stories, novels, and plays. Tonight from Studio One, you have heard Fletcher Markle's production of Holiday by Philip Barry. The adaptation was prepared by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone. And the original musical score was composed by Julian Work, conducted by Alexander Semler. Now again, Mr. Markle.
May a producer identify the principals in our cast tonight. In the Seaton family...
Linda.
Was played by Ann Burr.
Julie.
Was Joan Alexander.
Ned.
Was Leon Janney.
Edward.
Was Ed Begley.
Johnny Case.
Was Everett Sloan. The Potters...
Susan.
And Nick.
Were played by Mitzi Gould and Carl Grayson. Next week from Studio One at CBS, A mature and searching play about marriage and divorce. Clemence Danes, A Bill of Divorcement. It's the story of a most uncommon and unpleasant situation which suddenly erupts in a most pleasant and commonplace household. Please be with us. Now, until next week, until Bill of Divorcement by Clemence Dane, this is Fletcher Markle with a good night and thank you from all of us in Studio One.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.